Michael, you've been up here a few times, experienced what the atmosphere can be like, but you had to stand up to it today, didn't you?
We did, and they had a big lift when they went down to 10 men. We were hopeful we were going to be able to dominate it then, but we couldn't. They had a right goal. The fans had got behind them, and we were holding on towards the end, but I suppose we could have gone. We had chances ourselves to go on and to win by more, but no, I thought first half we dominated, kept the ball well, moved it, got the goal. We were hoping we were going to be able to do that in the second half, but coming to Stoke, it doesn't always go the way you want it to. And in the second half, when it goes down to 10 men, you're hoping it's going to be nice and comfortable, but these boys don't live up, and certainly the crowd don't either.
Been quite some celebrations for your boy Danny when he put the header in.
Yeah, great for Danny. He's had a great year. And he got a lot of stick off the home fans. Not so sure he deserved that, to be fair, because you know he got caught and the red card. But no, he's had a good year, and nice to see him get a goal.
You're making a great finish to the season as a squad, as a team, aren't you?
Yeah, the lads have been fantastic. Since Sunderland, we had a big win there, and then we went to West Brom and drew, and a good win against Fulham last week, and we come here, which is a tough place, and we go away with a 1-0 win. We know we can play better in the second half, but this time of the season, it doesn't matter. It's about winning football matches and see where it takes us.
And only the third team to win here this season.
Ah, didn't know that stat. No, it's no hiding. It's a tough place to go. Every year you come here, you know you're going to win a battle. And we showed a different side of that in the second half, because it wasn't like we wanted it. But we dug deep, and we go away with 3 points.